Workbook. Skills practice. Page 83. Oral comprehension 3. You are going to hear someone talking about a community website. Listen and complete the sentences.
Hello everyone. My name's Stephanie James. I moved to number 64 Mayflower Street 8 days ago. I've already met some of you, but this is the first time I've had a chance to get to know most of my new neighbours. I think it's wonderful that you have meetings like this. Thank you also to Mike for giving me the chance to say a few words to you all. Mike was asking me about my previous neighbourhood and whether I had any ideas of how to help promote better communication between the residents here. After chatting to him, I realised that one thing that we had but which doesn't exist here is a community website. We used ours to publicise local events, keep in touch and things like that. Something that was really popular was the exchange section. Basically, people used to advertise things that they no longer needed. What we found was that there was almost nothing that wasn't useful to someone. When I had a new kitchen installed, my old cabinets, the sink and even a very old fridge all found new homes. We also exchanged services. I'm a secondary school maths teacher, and several people approached me for private lessons for their children. It can be quite awkward trying to negotiate prices with friends, so instead, we exchanged our time. In return for my lessons, one father helped to repair my car. Another parent kept me supplied with fresh bread every day. It's a great system because everyone has something they can offer, but not everyone has spare cash. Another problem it avoids is having to pay taxes. I'm not an expert, but a tax advisor told me about LETS, or to give it its full name, Local Exchange Trading Systems. This law makes it possible for people in certain situations to help each other out without having to declare the value of the services we receive on our tax forms. As far as I can remember, if I offer to cut your hair and you offer to paint my house, that's fine. However, if I were a hairdresser and I cut someone's hair, then whatever I received in return would become a part of my business income. Going back to the website, I'm no computer expert and I can't write computer code, but I have had experience in setting up a website. I used a free website creation tool. You may have seen similar ones. They operate on a WYSIWYG basis, which stands for What You See Is What You Get. In other words, if you want to add a heading, you choose a font and a color and size for the text, and the computer code is automatically created for you. I can make a website with text, photos, links to social media, and a forum for us to chat on, and I'd be very happy to make this my contribution to this neighborhood. Well, I think I've talked long enough. Thank you again, Mike. Thank you to everyone who contributed to this wonderful spread of food. I really appreciate the kindness and friendliness I've been shown already, and I look forward to getting to know you all in the future.